Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A divorce can get nasty, and sometimes it turns deadly. Apparently, that was the case in Harlem.
Police remain here at the scene of this family tragedy. Neighbors in tears over the loss.
I just talked to him yesterday. I know him.
Police are investigating this as a murder-suicide. The mother and five-year-old daughter found dead, knife wounds to the throat. The father hanged himself. This next-door neighbor describes a beautiful family, social, friendly.
I know, but we went to birthday parties, and I just, everyone knows everybody here on the block.
But sources say the couple was going through a divorce. They were supposed to be in court yesterday, but didn't show up. That's when a relative asked police to stop by the home, a well-kept brownstone here on West 121st Street. And that's when they made the grisly discovery. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
A clerk at a Bronx bodega is in the hospital after being shot in the chest last night. Police say a man with a gun walked into the Day and Night Deli around 10 o'clock and shot 30-year-old Abdul Salman in the chest. Another man walked into the store about that time, saw what had happened, and confronted the gunman. A fight ensued, and the witness was able to wrestle the gun away. The suspect was able to get away. Salman is said to be in stable condition after surgery at Jacoby Hospital. No motive yet apparent for this shooting. And so far, no arrest. Winds News Time, 11:03. Our weather is definitely going to be taking a turn toward winter. Let's get the latest from AccuWeather and meteorologist Dave Samuel.
Yes, parts of the area could get a little taste of some winter weather later tonight, but mainly we're just looking at a rain event here. It's a cold front that will be coming through the area this evening. Temperatures will be dropping as our rain continues to fall until midnight, but we'll be going from a starting point of 57 degrees, so that's a long way to go to get cold enough to snow. Just doesn't look like it will happen in and around the city, but some higher spots towards northwest New Jersey, the Catskills, northwest Connecticut, they could see some snow mixed in at the end, but even there, any accumulation would be very light. However, a blast of cold air arrives tomorrow. It will feel like it's in the 20s. All day. We'll keep you updated all afternoon on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
The president is pushing back on reports of a tactic he allegedly tried to use to clear his name in the impeachment case. Here's correspondent Karen Travers.
President Trump writing on Twitter that it is, quote, totally untrue that he asked Attorney General William Barr to hold a press conference and say he broke no laws in his phone call with Ukraine. Sources tell ABC the president is so frustrated by the controversy over the call that he pushed Barr to clear his name. Barr declined the request, but sources say in recent weeks the president's mentioned that refusal to associates and has said he wished the attorney general would have complied.
Vice President Mike Pence's role in the events leading to the impeachment inquiry is expected to come under scrutiny today during testimony from one of his top aides. Jennifer Williams is the first member of Pence's staff to appear before Congress. Maya Autry turned herself in to police last night in Brooklyn. She's the woman authorities say climbed into the lion exhibit at the Bronx Zoo in September and taunted the King of the Jungle. The 32-year-old woman who's facing charges of criminal trespass now. She is expected to be in court later today. Autry was in court in Kearny, New Jersey recently to answer a shoplifting charge. The people at MetLife Stadium are still looking for the black cat that ran onto the field during the Giants-Cowboys game on Monday night. They've brought in a no-kill shelter called Puppy Kitty New York City to help set humane traps. Megan Licari is the group's president.
First, we were thinking, maybe there is a cat problem, and we also were concerned for the safety of the cat. It appeared he was drooling, which can be an indicator of stress.
Ultimately, the Meadowlands has promised to get the cat to a vet to be checked out. Where did the cat come from? Well, perhaps the Meadowlands Racetrack. It has a program that currently feeds 30 barn cats. More than 500 cases of hepatitis A have been confirmed in New Jersey over the past 11 months. The CDC says in a typical year, it's fewer than 75. It says New Jersey is one of 28 states dealing with an outbreak of Hep A. Kentucky has been hit the hardest with nearly 5,000 cases and 61 deaths. South Jersey has the most cases in New Jersey, but the outbreak has touched all 21 counties. In Somerset County recently, a deli worker at a ShopRite was confirmed to have it. People who ate food from the deli in Somerville or used the bathroom there are urged to get vaccinated. Health officials in Somerset County are offering free Hep A shots today. More Americans are shacking up these days. And how are they doing? Well, a survey by the Pew Research Center finds the unmarried cohabitators tend to be less happy than their married counterparts. The share of American adults who live with an unmarried partner has more than doubled in the last quarter century to about 7%. Most say they moved in together for love and companionship, but about 40% cited convenience or finances as a major factor.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.